Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Yutess, and we are on Yutess Amid Aleph by the Mishnah, as we have here two more blot to the second parak of Maseches Nidas. Now we get into different colors and the Mesorah of different colors, says the Mishnah, Chamisha Damim. Just before that, today's shiur is sponsored, Li'ilu Nishmas Rav Chaim Yechiel Ben Yaakov Rotman, Hashem Yikom Tamo, whose Yara site was Shabbos, Rav Chaim Yechiel Ben Yaakov Rotman, Hashem Yikom Tamo. Okay, so Chamisha Dam Temeim Beisha. There are five as types of colors of Dam of an Isha that would be a problem. Again, the last Mishnah we learned back on Yuzayin and Mabay is the anatomy, and we discussed about how that anatomy relates to today's knowledge of the anatomy, and then we spoke about the past couple of days. Yesterday we spoke about when Rove equals Vadai, and what we assume about the Dam. And remember the context is Tuma Vitara, even though the application is also Isra Veheter. So Chamisha Damim Tamei and Beisha. There are five colors of red that are Tamei Beisha. Ha'adom, v'hashachor, red, black, u'chacheren karkom, other different types of red, u'kamei adama, some type of red that when you mix some earth from a certain spot with water, u'kimazug, and like diluted wine, certain types of wine. So all this, these colors would be problematic. Dam, if it comes out, and it's one of these colors, so then we would assume that it is dam nida, and therefore it would be mitame. Stop there for a moment. If it's not one of these colors, so is it dam min hamakor that's tahar, or is it not dam at all? That's a discussion in the formulation of the Rishon. If you look at Rashi on the bottom, Rashi, the second to last line on the Amud, Rashi says, after the Gemara quotes a pasuk to teach me how we know there are five different colors, which is interesting also, the fact that I need a pasuk. It's not just misvara that I would know that these are the colors of dam of a makor, which sounds like it's a halachic reality. It's not a physical reality, says Rashi. Aval shelamata mehen, anything less than these lav damhu, Rashi's lashon. Anything less than that is not dam. It's something else. It's some other type of secretion that might be coming out of the makor, but it's not dam if it's not one of these five colors. Again, dam is a halachic Mitzius. It's not a physical. What we call blood doesn't always mean the same thing. There are five types of blood, and we all call it blood. And we know there's only certain types of blood that one is chayav kares for. There's only certain types of blood that one is machshir lekabel tumah for. There's only certain types of blood that one is allowed to. There's a mitzvah of kisiyah dam by. Right? There's dam of a chayav, there's dam of a behema. We call it all blood. Only one of them has a mitzvah of kisiyah dam. So we see there are many different halachas that apply to blood, and they apply to, and there's dam hakaza, and there's dam tamsis, there's all different types of blood. In English, we just say dam. But here, there are five types of dam, tamei, and beisha. So again, Rashi says that if it's not one of these five colors, it's not dam. And that's the impression that you get from the Rambam also. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, in Perek Hei Halacha Vav, he also gives off that impression. The Rambam says, Lo kol mashke hayotze min hacheder mitamei. Not every liquid that comes out of the cheder, which means the uterus is tameh, ela hadam bilvad. Only dam that comes out. Shneemar dam yezova. Lefichach im shasas min arechem loven o mashke yarok. If it's a different type of color, avol pisha smichaso kadam. Even though its thickness is like dam, hoel ve'ein mar of maradam hareze tohar. Since it doesn't look like dam, it's tohar, which sounds like it's not dam. Right, there's only dam that comes out. If it's not one of these, even though it looks like it, it's tar. So it sounds like from the Rambam, also like Rashi, that it isn't dam. It's not that it's dam, and it is okay. There are others that that say otherwise. The Aruch Laner here says you get a different impression because the fact that the Gemara is going to learn this from the pasuk of Bein Dam LaDam, right? So it sounds like there's two types of dam, right? Bein Dam LaDam, Dam Tar and Dam Tameh. So again, there's different impressions, but again, that's the lumdish question. So again, the five different types of colors. Beishamay Omrim, one more. Av kimemi tiltan, ukimemi basar tzli. There are other types, says Beishamay, that meet the standard. The memi tiltan, water that you get after you mix it with tiltan. Tiltan is one of the items to eat on Rosh Hashanah. Fenugrek, ukimemi basar tzli, and like some water that you mix with roasted meat. Or Rashi says, Mo'al hayotze mimeno, the liquid that comes out of basar tzli. Ubeis hilel matar, and ubeis hilel is matahir, In these two colors, he thinks it's only the first. They think it's only the first five, and not anything beyond. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Kuf Peches, which discusses all the different types of colors, and that is again, this is for Tumah V'Tahara, but we know for Halacha L'Maisa, these colors also make a difference. Colors, though, is not one of the items that. Well, let's say it this way: even on a bedika, it has to be a problematic color. Right, size doesn't make a difference on a bedika. We know the kula is built into ksamim, into stains. That has to do with even if it's a problematic size, it has to be the right color. Has to be the right even if it's a problematic color, that it still has to be a minimum size, as we'll talk about, and it has to not have any other type of tliya. There are other types of things that one looks at when it comes to ksamim. When it comes to a bedika, an internal, so then it's just the issue of color. One might have a tliya also, but again, that's why this is in the Shulchan Aruch, because it has to do halacha lemaisa with Isser Labayla as well. So the Aruch HaShulchan here comments that these different types of red aren't just on a level of going up and down, more red and less red. That's not true. It doesn't happen. Why? Because one of his rayas is that the Gemara says, it lists by each of these, you know, more intense red is going to be a problem, less intense red is not going to be a problem. But if they're all on the same line of red, so then less intense of a stronger one should be a problem because it's more intense of a lighter one. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not just that there are five colors here all on one spectrum. It's all different shades of red, different hues. V'yoser nira li lomar, to call elu mine damim heim, madregos chalukos lagamre ze mize. Different reds, klomar. Lo sheze yoser adom mize ba'omek. It's not like one is more intensely red than the other. Ela shehu min acher ba'admimus lagamre. V'enem shayachim ze la ze klal. And it's not shayach to each other. V'tei delacha, shkeinu, te'im lo kein, ha'kaim alon te'vachol ha'gimol minim, de'ha mikan m'hat tar, if it's weaker. V'im no'mar te'kulan madriga achasein, ela sheze amok mize, imkein b'dam ha'kaza lo matar, b'de'ha mikan, levi ke'madriga shniya o shlishis. It just goes down one, but it's more than the one under it. Ela she'ena mimin acher klal. And it goes another raya. But anyway, says Kate Nirlani is Daiti, it's all different types of reds. But as well, he continues, again, this will be really on tomorrow's daf, but as he says, V'kosu kala poskim, ta'ata shebamonoseinu arabim nismatu alavavos, vein banu koach lafrish, bein dam ladam, regamiz ban chachmei ha-talmud, as we'll see tomorrow. Hayim ha-chachamim shenimnu miliroz dam. There are these five, but really we can't make any chilukim. We don't know the difference between these five. V'koshkena idna ein letaher. Let's say someone comes bizman hazeh, the Chashuki Chabad has this and says, I am an expert in reds. I am an expert in, I know which reds are Tame, which reds are Tahar. So is one allowed to, go after that posek? So he quotes from his father-in-law, Rav Al Yashiv, Kasha li lahamin, shekein heim pnei hadvarim, shebedorenu anu asher nistimu ma'inos hachachma, ve'en itonu yodei adma, yeh misha yarhiv oz benafsho lahoras halacha. There'll be somebody out there that'll say, I know how to paskin reds. And I'll say which reds are, tell me which reds are tar. Says Rav Yashiv, it's not something that we should do. Right? Because the Rishonim already, the Amoram already said not. As we'll see on tomorrow's daf. But the Rishonim for sure, the Rush, right here on our Gemara. Ubedoros halalu ein baki liros mamaros damim. Lisha ein al chachmaso lahafrid beidam ladam. V'yafilu b'mei ashas, hayim enach hachamim sheim monim atzmam iliros damim. Shkol shkeno idna, shein latar shum dam hanotel admimus. And lo, if it's not a totally different color, as we'll see, and that's what other poskim say as well. But either way, these are the five damim. Again, bizman and mikdash, as we have mentioned a number of times. Lechora, we're going to have to be pekim in the reds, right? Because it has to do with tumah v'tahara. It can't just be machmir. Bizman and we can just be machmir and more iser labayla. But bizman and mikdash. No, we're going to have to burn shum and kachim and other nafkaminas that every chumra that also the dekula. So lechora, one would have to know, just like we said, the laws of nida and ziva lechora are going to have to come back because we're going to have to know hilchos karbanos, who's chayav a karban or not. And this would also, because we have to know exactly what's tame and what is tar. So those are the five colors, and Beit Shammai's Hosafa. Hayarok. What is yarok? So in modern language, yarok is green. But yarok bizman hamishnah bizman gemara seems to be more of a yellow. Yarok kakarsi, when it says that phrase, that's green. That's how Rov Rishonim assumed that this means. If you look in Tosfos is printed on Amabez. Top Tosfos on Amabez. Tosfos says, ha yarok, That is a machlokes between Akavya ben Mahalalel and the Chachamim. What is Yorok? Rashi, Tosfos, Ha Yorok Hainu Ke Esrog, Velo Yorok Kakarsi. So like a yellow esrog, and not a green one. De'ein ze notel admimus. Green has nothing to do with red. Yellow, something more to do with red, but not green. The stam yarok akenu. Stam yarok is what we would call yellow-ish. Kidamar b'lul v'gazel, yarok akarsi. Mechal de stam yarok, lav hachi hu. So there's differences with that, and that's what Tosfos say. Arush right here, also on the bottom of the base. Hutseva adoma lechelmon shel beitza. Right, the chelmon of a beitza, right, the yellow part of the beitza, not the chelbon, which is the white part, right, chel, for the word chalav, white. So the chelbon, the yellow part, the chelmon of an egg, even if we want to say, like the Noda Pewda says, that eggs change sizes, we're not going to say that the eggs change colors. And therefore we'll assume the same color of the eggs that the Tosfos Harash had, you know, 800 years ago, would be the same as our eggs. So that's why when Yarok, generally most poskim assume that it means yellow, because green is for sure not a problem. The Meiri here quotes a little bit differently, but again, this seems to be the halacha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch here at Kuf Peches, Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about colors, Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Pei Zayin is Vestus, Kuf Pei Tes is also Vestos, Kuf Pei Ches, Kuf Pei Zayin is what you have to do b'shas vest. Anyway, in the middle, Kuf Pei Ches is Maris. So the Maris says, Kol Mara Adom, Beinim hukeya harbe o amok tameim. Any type of red is tamei. V'chein kol mare shachar v'ein tar, and also black, because that's what the Gemara is going to say, that red and black are related. Black used to be red. Ella v'ein tar ella mare lavan. What's tar? Lavan, white. V'chein mare yarok afilu kimare hashava o hazahav. So we paskin, if it's just yellow, says the Shulchan Aruch, that also would be okay. The koshikain, hayorak akarsi. And surely, yorak akarsi, what we call green, o ka asavim. V'chein mare, right, and then he quotes another color, v'afili yesh bo smichus dambu av harbi, even if it's thick, if it's not a problematic color, so then it would be okay. So the color that is probably most common and discussed in the poskim is brown. What about brown? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden discusses this, and he says, Lakula, right? Brown is not mentioned in the Mishnah or in the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Simen Mem Dalid, Maradama notel etzeva bron, beis reish vav yud nun. Bron blue, right? And that's the I think the Shulchan Aruch also mentions this. Shulchan Aruch here, the Ramah. V'chein mara mashakorin blue blom, bichlal yaraku. Also, you have to know exactly what the color they're referring to. But the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, again, if it's blue, seva bron, shehu, you have to give me something to describe it, because a couple hundred years later, we're not going to know what color he's talking about. So he says, shehu ke'en klipas ha'armonim, some type of nutshell. Ukemashke ha'kafi, right? He says, like coffee looks. Lo nizba'er b'shulchan aruch ha'achronim em humi ma'ruz davim tameim. V'nira li l'hakel bo. So he says, nearly lahakel. Ah, we have, just to make sure, to know we know what the color is. We have show and tell here. Devadai adif mi meimei basar tzli. It's definitely better, further away from red than basar tzli, than the liquid that comes out of the roasted meat. The yadua sheish bo admimus ukemoshakazav kol gama poskim. If you loachim itari lebe selal. Right, even the liquid from the meat, that's even closer. So, but that's the shayla, as we know of that all the whenever maris are brought, is this brown, is this red? So one generally needs shimush to know exactly to differentiate. But if one is per se brown, the poskim say is okay. There are a minority of poskim that maybe on a hefsek tara one should be more machmir. But again, the minhag olam is that a color is a color, and if it's tamei, it's tamei, and if it's tar, it's tar. It doesn't matter when. We've had chilukim. We mentioned a couple last week. Remember, we had chilukim about what type of bedikah is needed. Machlokas Rishonim, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba, the others, about is there a difference between bedikas for taharos and a bedikah for iser labaila? And for taharos, that might mean need churnu stakin, and maybe others not. So that's what we spoke about. Is the Hefsek Tara different? Is day 1 and 7 different? That was the Ramban. And again, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that they all have to be, all the bedikas that are required have to be a serious bedika, bechurin ubistakin. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, other colors. So we have the machlokas about yarok. So Akavya ben Mahalalel mitamei. Akavya ben Mahalalel says yarok is tamei. V'chachamim mitaron. We pass on like chachamim. The chachamim say tahor when it comes to yarok, which we'll translate as yellow. Amar Meir, a Meir then makes a statement which we do not know what it means. The Gemara is going to have three or four possibilities to understand Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says about yarok, imeinu mitamei mishum kesem mitamei mishum mashke, which translates to, well, if it's not tummy mishum stain, it's at least tummy mishum being a liquid. What does that mean? So we don't know. We'll have to see on Amabez what exactly that means. Rabbi Yossi omer lokach v'lokach. Rabbi Yossi says no, wrong. Which sounds like Rabbi Yossi is just saying like the Chachamim, that it's all tahar. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? Again, we'll see. Now let's talk about each of the colors. Ezehu adom kedama maka. What is classic adom that the Mishnah says? Like the dam of a wound. What type of wounds? So again, we'll see. Shachar kecheres. Shachar is kecheres, like some type of ingredient for ink. Amok mikan, more intensely red or black. Tamei, dea mikan tahar, but lighter would be tar. Ukekeren karkom, which is like the, some say it's the corner, sometimes means it's the bright part of karkom, is a type of plant. Kibarur shebo, like the shiniest, most brilliant part of the plant, it has a type of a reddish hue. Ukimemi adama, like mixing water with dirt, mi bikath base karem, from that place, umeitzaf mayim, and you float water over it, that would be the color of a reddish type. Ukamazug, diluted wine, kshrei chalakim mayim, ve'echad yayin, min hayayin ha-sharoni, from a certain type of area, the yayin from Sharon, two-thirds water, one-third wine, that would be the color, that would be a problem. Good. Minala diika dam tar beisha. Dilma called dam to asimina tamei. So this lashon already gets into what we discussed earlier. Right? If it's not one of these five colors, is it not dam or not? But again, it might not be medaik from the language of the Gemara, but the Gemara asks, how do I know that there are some colors that are tar? Maybe all dam that comes out of the makar doesn't mean mina. Mina, but if a woman has a cut on her arm, no. From the makar. Maybe all liquids, secretions that come out of the isha is going to make her tame. All types of colors. Amar Rechava Yosef, Amar Boshia, Amar Krak, Yipali Bimchadavar, La Mishpat, Bein Dam, Ladam. No, by Zakin Mamre, when we says if there's something that comes to you and you don't know the halacha, Bein Dam, Ladam, Bein Din, Ladin, Bein Negla, Nega. We mentioned the Vilna Gaon a couple of days ago, the Adaras Elio, about the three categories of Torah. So if you don't know, it says between Dam and Dam. So you see there are different types of Dam and Dam. Bein Dam Tahar L'Dam Tamei. So Bein Dam L'Dam means you have Tamei Dam, you have Tahar Dam. And that's how you know that there is some that are Tahar. Elameata. But if this is true, that when it says in the Pasuk, Bein Dam L'Dam, that means there are some Tahar, some Tamei. So what about the next phrase? Elameata Bein Nega L'Nega. Hachanami. So Bein Nega Tamei L'Nega Tahar. So you should say Bein Nega L'Nega means there are some Negarim that are Tahar. V'chitei ma'achanami, Nega Tahar mi'ika. And if you say, mi'ika, and if you say, it's true, so are there Negaim of Tzara'as that are considered Tahar, and they'll still be called a Nega? V'chitei ma, and if you want to say, well, I'll give you a case. Kulo hafach lavatarhu. We all know the case. If a person is totally covered in Tzara'as, maybe not his head, as we learned a couple of weeks ago. But if somebody is totally covered in Saras, then they're Tar. So aren't those Negaim? He's covered by Negaim, and it's Tar. So maybe that's what it means, Bein Nega L'Nega. Again, our interest is Bein Dam L'Dam. And we said it must be there was Dam Tar. So we said, oh, so it must be Bein Nega L'Nega has a similar limud, and there must be Negatar. What's Negatar? Totally covered, says the Gemara, Hahu Boak Mikri. That's called a Bohak. When somebody has a negator, it's called a boak. It's not called a negator. So we go back to the question of nega la nega, they're all tamei. So maybe dam la dam also means that. You just differentiated between two different types of dam tamei. So Gemara says no. Ela be nige adam le nige batim. Ula nige begadim. Be nega la nega could vekulan tameyin. It could mean that they're all tamei, and it's just be mechalik between different categories of negaim, whether on a person or on houses or on begadim. Hachanami bein dam nida l'dam ziva v'kulan tamein. So maybe also bein dam l'dam is not a source that there's something called dam tahar. Maybe it's all dam tamei, but there's different types of dam tamei with different halachas, as we mentioned. The ziva, it calls it dam ziva, but it might mean the liquids of a ziva, dam nida v'chulu. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my. Wait a minute. Bish lama hasam ika liflugei binigei adam by nega I could be mechalik within nigei negam tameim. There are differences in halacha between nigei, within each category of nega, between nigei adam ube plukta de Rabbi Yeshua v'rabanan. The machlokas appear on the rabbanan about nigei adam ditznan. They have a machlokas mishnah in negaim in baharis called him lasir lava and tame. If the spot preceded the white hair in it, then that's a semen tame. Vim seir lavan kodem lebeheres tar. And if the white hair came first, and then it kind of like grew the target around, the nega came afterwards, that's tar. Safek tame. And if you don't know that it's tame, safek negaim lechumra here. Rabbi Shua omer keya. Rabbi Shua says no. Keya, which means, v'yamaraba keya v'tahar. So you see within nige adam, there is a machlokes. That means be nega lenega. Nega that comes before, nega that comes afterwards, and there could be a machlokas about it. So again, look at Rashi for a second. Bishlama hasam gabe negaim afagav de kulhu letame, even though they're all letame, ikalok mekra da iri, biplukta de zakin mamre. Remember the context is by zakin mamre arguing, what would he paskin against everyone else? So this is a machlokas. Here's the machlokas. Uwe Sanhedrin Shebedoro, Dechsiv Hoysher Shiasav Zodon Kagon de Miflagi bin Nige Adam. Maybe the machlokas between the Zakin Mamre and the rest of the Sanhedrin would be about Nige Adam. Then on the machlokas about Safek, Paheres, and Seir Lavan. The Kamar Zakin Mamre, Kechad Minayu, Sanhedrin Kechad Minayu. Right, so maybe that's what's going on here. And that's what the Pasuk's referring to. The machlokas is about Nige Adam. Or, back to the Gemara, Binige Batim, the following machlokas. Kiyad plukta, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan, Ditznan, the Bishto says in Negaim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Lo Olam, Eda Bayez Tame, Ad She Ye Ra'eh, Kishne Grisim, Al Shne Avanim, Bishne Koslim, Bekaren Zavis. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says that when a Nega, a Bayez, doesn't only have to be one gris, two grisim. Two grisim in the corner. Two grisim on two stones, in the corner. Eriko kishne grisim, v'rachbo kagris. My time there was Reb Shimon. Why does he say it has to be two? Ksiv kir, v'ksiv kiros. It says walls. Ve'ezu kir shehu kishne kiros, avi omar, ze karen zavis. And that's his halacha, and the Rabbanan argue on that. Like we know by the Mizbeach. You hit one corner, you get two walls. So to here, you have a spot, it's on two walls. So that's the machlokas that the Zakin Mamri would be arguing about. And finally, Binigay Begadim. Binigay Begadim is also a machlokas. Bepluktas, Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtulmis, Verabanan. Ditanya, Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtulmis, Omer, Minayin Leprichas Begadim, Shehi Tahora. How do I know that not only the halacha of Parach Bekulo does not only apply to Adam, it also applies to Begadim. If the entire Begad is covered in Saras, then it's not Saras. That's Tar. Ne'amar karachas v'gabachas b'begadim, v'ne'amar karachas v'gabachas b'adam. It says by both, malahalan parach b'kulo tar, afkan, nami, parach b'kulo tar. Comma. That's the first half of the question. So bish thama by negayim. I can understand that they're all b'nega l'nega, what the machlokas between the Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin would be. And therefore the pasuk does not have to be talking about a nega tame and a nega tar. It's within the world of nega tamei, and there's a machlokas about whether this is tamei or not. But if it's not, it wouldn't be a nega tamei. Ella hacha, but here bein dam ledam, idam tar leka b'may pligi. Right? If it's not dam, if there's no such thing as dam tar, so what are they arguing about? So it must be that the dam ledam is bein tamei ledam tar, and therefore that is the source that we have in the remez that we have in the Torah for this halacha, that there is dam tar, anything besides these five colors. Okay, stop there for a couple of minutes. First of all, when Zakin Mamre, again, it's a big topic, just to mention the Ramban, we like to quote the Ramban in Parshas Kisese, where the Ramban talks about the Dalet Shetzricha Lachraza. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Peites quotes that there are four people that there is an announcement made when they are ne'enash al yedei bezdin. Dalet Shricha Nachraza, Zakin Mamre, Mesis, Edom Zomimin, and Betzora Remora. So why those four? So the Ramban on Betzora Remora in Parshas Kisese says these are four people that are not punished for what they did, for the Maisa Avera per se, but they're punished for what they represent and the pernicious effects that they might have on the society itself. And that's why the whole point is to announce it so people know. Because if you look at each one of them, there's a reason to say, do they deserve, is this a Maisa Avera that deserves to be punished? And the context here he talks about is Ben Sarah Moreh. And he quotes, V'al haklal ein bo ata chet maves, v'al shem sofa hu nidon. Like we know, nidon shem sofa, the Bitzar Amore, he's only acting in a certain way with the meat and the wine. He doesn't, didn't do anything yet. That's b'chayiv in misa. V'zeh tam v'kol yisro yishu v'yiro, ki lo humas begodel chet o, elo liyaser bo es harabim. It's to teach, v'shalo yet takala lacherim, This is what you need whenever you have this type of action. And where else? Kihizkir Kane, Bizakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre, says Ramban, this tzaddik, this Zakin thinks that everybody else is wrong. The other 70 rabbis are wrong. I am the only rabbi that knows the right halacha here in this case. Sees L'shem Shamayim. The problem is, if you're outvoted by the other 70 rabbis, it doesn't matter if you think they're all wrong. You need to give in for the good of the system. Right? The whole system is going to fall apart if you could just go up and go against everybody. It's very dangerous for the whole system. Right, Em Zomin, what do you see that? Harguei Ne'eragin. If they actually succeeded, then they're not punished. Like it's Stukim felt. But so again, you see from there that it's not the Maisa Aveira, but it's just the undermining of the whole witness system. And finally, V'chein Hiskir B'Mesis. Mesis, only if I tried to get somebody to do Avodah Zarah, even if I didn't succeed, I'm still going to be punished. V'chein Hiskir B'Mesis, L'fishu Nerag B'Diburo Hara Bilvad, Ava Bishalo Avan Hanises, Avodah Skilidim, V'lo Shama Elov, Ava Misaso Liyaser Hanish Arim. The Gamzem is Chulu, and he continues. But that's the Ramban's comment about these four individuals of Dalet Shvicha Nachraza, and that's what's mentioned here by Zakein Mamre. Good. We have the Gemara here about the different cases of Tzara'as, the three categories, Tzara'as HaBeged, Tzara'as HaBayis, and Tzara'as HaAdam. So maybe just to pick up on one of them, because it's one of the more exciting halachas in all of Shas. Even though you read this Gemara, it doesn't seem as exciting, but the Gemara about whether the hair comes first or the spot comes first. So this, of course, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pevav, which there was a machlokes between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim about this halacha. How many machlokos do we know about that? Right, the Gemara says in Bamitzia Pevav in Parak HaSocher as HaPolim that the Kamifugim and Mesifta Durakia in Beharis Kodemus Lasei Alav and Tameim, Sei Alav and Kodem Beharis Tar, Safek. What if there's a suffix? Which came first, the white hair or the spot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tohar. Wow. Hashem says Tohar. V'kulo Mesifta D'Rakia Amri Tame. And the whole Mesifta D'Rakia argued on God. How could he even say those words? It's hard for us, it's like heretical just to say those. We're just reading the Gemara. We're not saying it, Ravina and Ravashi are saying it. So, obviously, there's so much depth to this. One of the deepest Gemaras in all of Shas. Hashem says Tar, the Malachim say Tame. V'yamri mano chacha. Then they say, okay, who should be Machriya in this Machlokes? We would say, Hashem. But the Gemara says, no. Who's Machriya? Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Let's get Rabbi Bar Nachmani because he's the expert in Hilchus Negoim in the world. Tamar Rabbi Nachmani, ani yachib negoim, ani yachib ba'olos. So what happened? They sent Shadu Shlicha Basrei. This is one of the few stories in Shas where the Malach HaMavis couldn't do it. Lo matzi Malach HaMavis lemikrevlei. Midlo avi kapasik pume migirsei. He didn't stop learning. And certain people, right, David HaMelech, Shabbos Daflamid, right, certain people had this power of their learning protecting them. So what happened at the Hachi Nosh of Zika v'Avish b'Nikani, he made a type of wind in the brush, and he made the Rabbi Nachmani to think that the enemy was coming. Sovar gundi deparshiu, tenech lafshedu gavra, v'loim maser biyada demachusa. And he dies. And as he dies, kevinicha nafshi amar tohar tar. As he dies, he says tohar tar, which is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tar tar, yatsa baskol v'yamra, ashrecha Rabbi Nachmani shugufcha tar v'yatsa nishbascha b'tar. Praise are you, because your body is tar, and your neshama went out with the words tar. Good, and then a peta came out from, this is important for what we're going to talk about in a second, let's just keep reading it. A peta came out from Shemayim in Pumpadisa, which said, Rabbi Bar Nachmani nisbakish b'yishir shamala. And they went to look for him, they didn't know where he was. They knew he died, because this petek fell down, and they finally found him, there's a fire, v'chulu. That's the Gemara in Bamitzia. What is the most amazing, besides the Gemara in Bamitzia itself, besides that story, what is most amazing? The psak of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tumat Saras, the end of Perek Beis. The Rambam paskins, what if you don't know? If you have a suffix, suffix seir lavan kodam suffix habaheres, suffix habaheres, suffix seir lavan kodma, suffix habaheres kodma, hareza tame. Hareza tame. He paskins against Hashem. Right, hareza tame. V'yira li shetumasum misafik. He makes it a little bit less. He says, okay, at least misafik. But he has the Kesef Mishnah. How can he paskin against God? Right, it's the only time you ever have this. It says the Kesef Mishnah. V'yavagad deperek amar kutcher brichu amar tar lo bashamayim hi. Says the Rambam, quoting from the other Gemara in Bamitzia, Nuntes, lo bashamayim hi, right, at Baskol's. V'yavagad would mean in Baskol, it was Rabbi Nachmeni. V'yavagad darmina man nochach Rabbi Nachmeni, v'yomar tar, v'yatan ishmazav atara. Says the Kesef Mishnah, yesh lomar, kivan de b'shas yitzias neshama hua de amar hachi, havi bechla lo bashamayim hi. Wow. Since he was dying when he said that, that's included in Loba Shemayimi. The Eino Kedai Lahotzi Michlal Shabiyadenu, that's not enough to be motzi from our klad, Allah Tanakama, the Ode, Shabiskus Parachamishi Dinagam, Sasam Latana Hachi. We have other rules of Psak. So the possibility that Rabbi Nachmani said this is not good enough to be Machriya. Ask the Chassam Sofer. So what do we learn from this? Every time that there's a posse that's about to die and he gives a Psak, you can't listen to the Psak? I don't understand. So what cloud do we take? Psalm Sofer, Arachayim, Simin Reish Ches. Simin Reish Ches is the last Simin in Arachayim. It's 10 pages long, and he talks about 20 different questions there. So in that last Shuvah, he says, the questioner must have asked him a lot of different things. He says, he quotes this Rambam, and he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and he says, Midivrei Kesef Mishnah Yatza Din Chadash. So why would you say that? This was what the questioner said to him. Chassam Sofer says, no, wrong. Chassam Sofer says, no, we're misunderstanding that Gemara. Not stam, when a person's about to die. How did we even know that this story took place? How do we know what they were talking about in Shemayim? How do we know what he said right when he died? It's clear from the Gemara that nobody was with him when he died. Right? They didn't know where he was. A petah came down from Shemayim and said he died. They went to look for him until they found him. So how do we know this whole story? Nobody heard the bas call. Nobody heard the whole... So the whole thing was given over in a vision to one of the Amoraim. Clearly. Or else how would we know it? That's the pshat of Lo Bashamayim. Because the whole story that we know, that Rabbi Nachmani said it, we know from Shemayim. We know from a vision. If there was a posting that... If somebody was actually there... And he said it, so then maybe that could have some weight, some halachic weight. But nobody was there. Kol ha'maisa hazeh d'shas, no de l'chachmei Yisrael b'chalom, o afilu al yidei Eliyahu, shesiper l'echen mehem, o l'harbe mehem, v'yem kein al kalponim, anachal shamanam mipi rabba, shamar tar ala beheres, rak shenam in l'ruach ha'kodesh, v'chalom tzodek o Eliyahu, v'hainu lo bashamayimi. That's the lo bashamayimi. On the Gemara, the Michas Asher in one of the volumes of the Chuvas in the Hakdama to one of the Chuvas, he talks about this Gemara and he also says, when the dust settles, you can't say we're passing again against Hashem. That's apikarsis. How can you say that? What it really means is that Hashem would paskin like the human beings would paskin. So to speak, there's some conceptual truth about Tahar, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu said in Shemayim. But once the Chachmei Yisrael say Tameh, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says also. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says also. Some conceptual, in some conceptual moment, he says tar, kaviyacho, but once the poskim say tameh, so that's when he would say tameh as well. Okay, good. What if they came at the same time? Not before, not after? That's a machlokas we showed him, whether they would come babas achas. But either way, that's a little bit on that detail. Okay, let's continue. So now we have a makar that there are dam tahar also. So it says the Gemara, we made the hani tahar and hani tamein. So how do you know which are tami, which are tahar then? How do you know red is of the problematic color? So amar bivo to amar kra. So you might have said, well, red, because that's what we know dam is. But Gemara has to quote a pasuk. To amar kra, the pasuk says, when the Bnei Yisrael and Moab was about to attack them, Hashem made an ace, vayiru Moab esamayim adumim kedam. Hashem made it look as if there was blood. As if there was pools of blood in the camp of Am Yisrael, which made Moab put down their guard, and we were able to attack them. As we discussed this in the Navi Shirim in Malachim Beis, so Moab sees them, but it says Adumim Kedam. So Adumim Kedam says that blood is supposed to be red. Lamemer d'adam adam hu. Ema adam basulo. So maybe it's only adam, right? Only the first on the list, not the other four. Amar b'yavod. Amar kra. Dameha, dameha. Hare kan arba. That's another two times two. V'hanan chamisha tanan. Amar b'chanina. Shachar adam hu. Black is really red. Ela shalaka. Just it was affected and changed. Tanya mihachi. Shachar kecheres. Shachar is like an ink, a black type of ink. Amak mikantame dea afilu kikchol tar. V'shachar zeh lo mitchilasu umashker. It wasn't red black originally. Elakishenekar hu mashker. When it came out, it became red black. Mashal adam maka lakishenekar hu mashker. Good. There is a discussion, the Bach. The Bach and his son-in-law argues on him. The Bach discusses, what about a very, again, we pass in Lakula in the Shulchan Aruch, a very, very thick secretion that came out, but it's not one of these colors. You have to be worried about it. The Bach, the Taz, at the beginning of Kuf Pei Ches, quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, who says, Matza ksavim b'shem mahari margolis, sha'isha shi'atzim b'men smichus lavan v'av, white, a thick white secretion. La'achar sharachza b'merachatz k'moshtayim v'shalosh shows, hi tmeya, sh'derach adam l'hislabein machmas rechitza. Sometimes, dam gets white after a rechitza. Says the Taz, v'dvarim t'muimim. The Gemara talks about different colors changing. So, red to black is what the Gemara says. It doesn't say anything about red to white. How could you just make up a new halacha? You know, even though it was a shver. V'dvarim t'muimim. Sh'lo nimsa b'talmud v'boz gemar mezlazeh. V'lav mar barav ashi chasum aleha. Sh'bo'u dvarim elu mipi mahari margolis. Right, and also that who says he really said it? Ubi Gemara, Marashachar Adam El Shalaka, V'misal as far as those, and if it was true that black, red changes to white, Ha'ilo lo marabusa tvei. The Gemara should have said it, Afilu belo bana ashkan lafamim shalaka. Even white sometimes. V'chimivur lakaman. And it doesn't matter. El davar zeh chumr yaseirahi, V'amachmir yachmir la'atzmo, V'lo yor kin lachirim klal, kin nir laniyaz daiti. I don't think that one should be machmir about this. And then he quotes once he's on the we're in the simon. Odim se marachami chumers achas. Another chumer the Bach has. The kshiyavo mara yorak v'lavan lefnei amore ba'od olach lo yorak bo'davarashi is yabesh. The Bach says, wait till things dry. Even if it looks good now, wait till it dry because it might dry bad. Till lefamim achas is yabesh yimsa adom bekitzvosav. And again, the Taz says, dvarav timuim. Right, Dvarav Tamuim, Dim Kane, we had all of these, right, the Bdikas, Lefnei Tashvish, Lachar Tashvish. It sounds like they're checking right away. It doesn't sound like wait till it dries. Right, and also we'll have Lo Yomar, right, we're going to have on tomorrow's daf the discussion of this also. Lamrinan says the Taz, Ein Lo Ladayin Elamashin of Roos. Vim Kane, you can check it while it's moist. But the opposite also, we paskin. If one wants to wait, more often than not, things look worse when they first come out. And then once it dries better. That happens often. Not always, but often. So one is allowed to do that. Right? If a posik gets or someone sees a stain and it's moist, it's a problem. One can say, you know what, I'm going to wait to look at this later when it dries, in the sunlight, whatever it is. But again, one can have that as a kula, but one doesn't have to have something as a chumra that if you see it's okay, I have to save it to look at it and see if it changes. That is a chumra, says the Taz, that we don't have. But again, those are the two chumras the Bach has. Kuf Peches, and the Taz argues on both. Okay, continuing. Beishamai Omar Av Kimei Tiltan. V'lesu l'Beishamai Dameha Dameha Harikan Arba. How can Beishamai add on? Doesn't he hold to the Pasuk? Four. Yibai Seima Leslehu. Either not. Yibai Seima Islehu. Or he does. Milo Amar Chanina Shachar Adamhu. Ela Shalaka Achanami. Milku Delaki. Right. Abai, just like Chanina said, black is just an extension of one of the other ones. He's also, it could be one of the others, Milku Dulaki. Basil Matar, and Basil says, no, I don't agree to, Basil says to these extra ones. Hainu Tanakama, so isn't that basically the Tanakama? Ikibinayu, Litzlos. Nafkamina between the Tanakama and Basil is Litzlos. The Tanakama says these five are Tamei Vadai, and this other one might be Suffolk. Basil says, no, it's not even a Suffolk. These are tar totally. Hayorok, Akavi ben Malal, Matame, Valesli, Lakavi, Dameo, Dameo, Harikan Arba, same question. How can Akavi add on? Yibai Sema, Lesle, Yibai Sema, Isle, Milo, Amar, Mechanina, Shachar, Adamu, El Shalaka, Hachanami, Milku, Dolaki. This color is just, it used to be one of the other ones on the list. The Chachamim Etarin, Hainu Tanakama. Again, the Chachamim say Tahar on Akavya ben Mahalalel. So isn't this exactly like the Tanakama? Yikabinai, Litzlos. Same is the answer. Fine. So we had Akabe Malala says Tamei by Yarok, Chachamim say Tahar, and then Rabbi Meir makes this statement that we don't understand. If it's not a kesem, at least it's a mara. Right? Eino mitame mishum kesem. Mitame mishum mashke. Mitame mishum mashke. So what does that mean? Rabbi Meir was talking to Akavi ben Mahalalel, who was said Tamei. And he was explaining Akavi ben Mahalalel Shita. And this is what Rabbi Meir was saying within Akavi's Shita to the Rabbanan who say Tahar. Nehi dehecha dekamishkachas kesem yorok amana lo mitamisu. Fine if you find this yorok stain on a kli. You won't say Tame, because it came from a kli. There are 100 places where it might have come from. But shouldn't you at least be machmir or michoshes that if it's found on the body of the woman, you should say Tame? How can you just say tar totally? So maybe that's what he means. Says the Gemara, but it doesn't fit into his words. What do you mean the difference is between a kli and her body? Shouldn't be mashke. It should be roe, kesem on a stain, and roe on her body. What do you mean, mashke? So the Gemara says, okay, reject that one, try number two. Ela hachi kamar lehu. This is what Rabbi Meir meant to say on behalf of Akavi Memalalel to the Rabbanan. Ela hachi kamar lehu. Nihi hecha dekachazi adam yarok mei karalo mitamisu. Fine, if a woman is tahora, and then she sees dam yarok, we're not going to say she is tummy because of that. Hecha dekachazi adam adom. But if she's a nida already, she saw Dam Adam. V'hadu chazi Dam Yorok. Then she sees this. To Tamei, shouldn't at least she then be Tamei? Meaning that Dam should be considered Dam Nida or something from a Nida. Mida Dahavi, Amashka Zav Azava. Like the liquids of Azava and Azava. If Azava and Azava, their secretions are Tamei. Their saliva, their other liquids that come out. So maybe Dam Yorok should at least be considered Dam once the woman is a Nida and therefore be Mitamei. So Gemara says, no, the Rabbanan dumi derok. The Rabbanan say, no, the liquids of Azav that are tamei have to be similar to saliva in essence. Ma rok shem isaga v'yotze, just like rok, saliva doesn't drip out. Saliva gathers together and collects within, and then it goes out, and then somebody spits. Av kol shem isaga v'yotze, that's the type of liquid that's going to be tamei by Azav. La fuke hai, excluding dam, de misaga v'yotze. So that's what the Rabbanan say, it's not included. So the Gemara says, Yachi, Shaper, Kamili, Rabbanan, Rabbi Meir. That's a good time of the Rabbanan have. So how could Rabbi Meir, like, not have thought of that? So, third try, what does Rabbi Meir mean? Again, if it's not Metami Mishum Kesem, it's Metami Mishum Mashke. So, Elahachi Kamar Lahu. So here we go. Mashke sounds like Hechshir L'Kabal Tumah. So that's why we have the third possibility. This is what Rabbi Meir meant to say. Levi kamash galachshir esazroim. Let at least dam yarok be considered dam for being one of the seven liquids that's machshir l'kabal tuma. Right? Yad shachad dam. Let us at least be dam for that. So Gemara says, v'rabanan boy dam chalolim v'leka. You need dam chalolim, which is lifeblood. That's the only one that's called a mashke. Dam yarok is not mashke. Rashi says, Dam Chalolim Yishteh. Rashi goes to the next word in the Pasuk. Dam Sha Nefesh Yotzeba Kari Mashke. Dam that Nefesh goes out Kari Mashke. And regarding Hechsher, you need a Mashke, as the Pasuk says in Shmini. And therefore, this is not included. So, Ihachi Shaber Kamalei Rabbanan Rabbi Meir. Again, isn't that a good time that the Rabbanan have back to Rabbi Meir? Doesn't he agree to that? Dam Chalolim, it has to be Dam lifeblood. So why would you think Dam Yorok is included? So, Elahachi Kamalehu. So, finally, fourth and final suggestion that the Rebbe Gemara says for Rabbi Meir. Hachi gamar lehu, alfu gzeirah shava. Learn it from gzeirah shava, Rabbi Meir says, that this dam should be tamik. Siv hacha shalachayich pardes rimonim, what is sent out of you, which we think is dam nida, which is sent out of an isha, pardes rimonim, will be like this closed up, locked up orchard that's guarded. So to Benos Yisrael, guard themselves, their psachim, during the time that they're in Nida, and their husbands cannot come in, like a guarded orchard. V'ksiv hasam, v'sholeach mayim al panei chutzos. And the Bible says in Eov, the same verb sholeach, and there it says mayim. So therefore, you have a comparison between dam Nida and mayim. Just like mayim is machshir l'kabal tumah, so too dam Nida, this dam. V'rabanan, adam dang, Kavachomer meyatzva v'yidon adam dung zereshava meyatzva. Rabbanan say, we don't have this zereshava. We don't have to agree to that, right? The Rabbanan hold tar in on Dagzir Shamayasa, right? They had different Mesoras. We've quoted often, right? The Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Mesech Sukkah on Daf Lamed Aleph. Is it that you could learn all, what's the exception? The Gzir Shava or the Kal V'Chomer? Is it Kal V'Chomer is the only one you could learn on your own because that's pure logic, while the other one's not? Or Gzir Shava is the only one that you need a Mesora for? Gzir Shava you for sure need a Mesora for. That's the Ramban's comment in Sefer HaMitzvos. Whenever you have a large book, you can't make up your own Gzir. Oh, it says the word the and the word the. So, oh, Gzir Shava says the word S and S. No, you need a Mesora for Gzir Shava. And that came all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu. But, as we mentioned, as here is one of the examples, there could be machlokas about Gzir Shava. Because the details of the Gzir Shava weren't given over, only certain words. Which parsha do you connect this to in regard to which halacha? So that's flexible, and that's why we also have mentioned that many limudim in Shas, including Gzir Shavas, are not pure misora. There's svara also related to it. And here's a perfect example. You know, Reb Meir and there wants to relate this, and there's some svara involved in terms of connecting it. Well, the Rabbanan say no, but I say we don't want to relate it. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lokach V'Lokach. Rabbi Yossi, the next line says, no, not true. Lokach V'Lokach. I don't think it's Tomei at all. Hainu Tanakama. That's exactly what the Tanakama said. Hakamash Blan Man Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi. V'Chol Omer Dav Rabbi Shem Amro. Mevi Geula La'ola. It's just telling me who that Shita is. And therefore, to be Mekayim, the Chazal of Yisei Dav Rabbi Shem Amro, Mevi Geula La'ola. The Ben Yoyada. I always, usually mention when this comes up, or Matzio Solomon, the Ma'an Eschayim, but today I mention the Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada in Megillah, Daf Tezvav, says, what's so great about Homer Dav Rabbi Shem Amro? So he says, if I don't say it, if I just quote it as if it's my own Chiddush. If I say Torah and I pretend it's my own, that's because I'm a Baal Gaiva. I want to get the credit. I want everybody to think that I am saying it. I want to think. Therefore, someone who says it b'shem Amro, then I'm being mo'es b'gaiva. I am pushing down gaiva because I'm learning Torah l'shma. I'm learning Torah l'shma, and I'm saying over Torah l'shma, and I'm just giving somebody else the credit. So Hashem is going to be rewarding me by giving me the lamed. Lamed often stands for learning Torah, limud haTorah, so he's going to give me the lamed. So I got rid of gaiva, so Hashem is going to put the lamed in the gaiva, and that's geula. Right? Gaiva with a lamed translates into geula, and that's mida keneged mida, he says. B'schuzet shalomi l'shma, yalak kodesh baruch hu os lamed shebo ramuz limud haTorah, betochos yos gaiva, v'chulu. Number one, he says, Yuvam B'tziyata D'Shmaya, the following. He says, when I say over something in the name of someone else, so let's say it's somebody who has already passed on, then the Gemara uses the phrase, Sifsosav Dovavos B'kever, it's as if their lips are moving. So if I'm saying it in his name, then it must be that I believe in that. It must be I have emuna in Nistarim, in hidden things, that people could get credit for things even after they die. And if I have emuna in that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, because emuna is the ultimate what's going to bring the geula. So if I'm over Davar B'Shem Amro, that means I believe in Nistarim, whether the person died, even if not, maybe he's on the other side of the world, and I'm saying it in his name, and I'm giving him credit, so I believe that there's a connection, he's going to get schar for that. Tvaram Elu Enim Gluyim El Nistarim, V'rakno Do'am Lan Alpi Kabbalah. And if somebody is mamin like that, V'yadua He'emuna Mekareves HaGeula. Like Habakkuk said, V'tzadik be'emunaso yichyeh, and therefore Omer Dabar B'Shem Amro, mevi ku'ula la'ola. Okay. Ezeo Adam Kedama Maka. So finally, what's red? The red of a wound. Ma Kedama Maka, what type of wound? So, a couple of different dayas. 5 days or so. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shavua, Kedam Shor Shachut. Like a dam of a shechted ox. Vileme Kedam Shechita. So why don't you just say Dam Shechita? Why do you have to say shechted ox? Iyamar Kedam Shechita, Havamina Kukula Shechita. I might have thought, throughout the Shechita, the Dam changes colors throughout the process of the Shechita. So I would have said Dam Shechita, I would have thought all of them. The red at the beginning of the Shechita. Ula amar kedam tzipor chaya, like the blood of a live bird. Ibailu chaya lafuke shachad odum lafuke chachush. So what does that mean? A live bird meaning not a dead bird or not a weak bird. Which one? Teku, not clear. Ziri amar b'chanina kedam machola shal rosh. Like the blood of a louse of the head. when a louse of the head is crushed, it becomes a certain red. Meisve, is that true? We'll have later on when we talk about macholes and ksamim. Harga macholes harizet tolaba. It says if you killed a macholes, then you're allowed to be tola. That the kesem that you find is from that macholes. So my lot to kula gufet, doesn't it sound like that tolaba, you can be tola any macholes from any part of the body is the similar color to the red, not just the head. So lo derosha, it means rosh, that blood. Ami vardino amar, that type of louse. Ami vardino amar bevo kedam etzba ketana shoyad. It's like the dam of the little pinky. Shenugfa, that got a wound. Vachaisa, and it got better. Vachazer v'nugfa, and it got wound again. It opened up. Velo shel kol adam, ela shel bachur shlonasa isha. And it's only the blood of a pinky finger that, you know, was healed and that opened up again the wound of a boy who was never married. V'yarkama ad ben esrim, until he's 20 years old. Okay? Meisve, remember, we're not bakim in these bloods. Bizman hazeh. Meisve, but doesn't the, we have later on that if a woman wants to be tola kesem, she be tola it on, tola bivna ubebaila. Her husband. Sounds like she's married. Bishlama bibna mishkachasla. Find a son, mishkachasla. You could find a son, shalom, if she's not married. Ela baila hecha mishkachasla. Obviously married. So how can you say it's only from the dam of a bachar shalom nasa? You could have a case that he's still a bachur shalonasi isha. It means that they were married, but that there was never a maisabiyah, and that would be good enough to consider the red of this person, of this boy, would still be the same as it was. Rav Nachman amar kedam hakaza. Rav Nachman says it's like the blood that shoots out, dam hakaza, and the Gemara will talk more about this on tomorrow's daf. Okay, well, that's here again. Today's shiur was sponsored by Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Chaim Yechiel ben Yaakov, Ratzman Hashem Yikom Damo. I'm not sure about tomorrow's daf, if there's going to be a live one or not. I'm not sure. If not, we'll pick up with the next day, but tomorrow, I'm not sure. We'll see.